Bye. Vrindavan is by no means an ordinary place, because everything in Vrindavan is especially directly under Krishna's control. Of course, maya jakshena pratite suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kunti ajagatmi parivartate. Krishna is, of course, the supreme controller, and not a blade of grass moves without his will, but Vrindavan is his own abode, and in Vrindavan, Krishna is particularly dealing with his devotees. And when Krishna deals with his devotees, then Krishna becomes personally involved. Whereas, in general, controlling the universe, it's going on by his desire, by his arrangement. But here, Krishna is personally manifesting himself again and again. So the fact that from Ramgad on the way to Chirgad we came to Tapovan, we take it that Krishna has directed us to be here. And yes, of course, the gopis performed that Katyayani Vrata. Katyayani is Durga, and how could they worship a demigod? One might say, well, they did so with pure intentions to attain Krishna as their husband. It's interesting because Lord Rishabhdev is stating, Nayam deho deha bhajamnya loke kastam kamam arati vidbhujamnya tapodiyam putrakayena sadvan sujyat yasmat brahma sokyan tanantam. And he's saying that if we want to rise above the business of stool eaters, such as hogs and dogs, which is just trying to satisfy the senses, then one should live a life of tapodivyam, of austerity for divine purpose. And in that way one can attain transcendental happiness. So, that is a fact. Tapas is needed. Vairagya Vijanija Bhakti Yogam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is founded on Vairagya, and Vairagya means tapas. But tapas in devotional service, to make a sacrifice in devotional service is required if we want to attain Krishna. Somehow or other, devotional service is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as Sri Krishna Akarsani, as that which can attract Krishna, pure devotional service. And therefore, we have to dedicate ourselves in devotional service and make an effort. And in the beginning, we may experience that there is an element of tapasya there. Later on, as one is more and more relishing, swadu, swadu, pade, pade, relishing the process at every step, then where is the question of tapasya? Then everything becomes nectar. Tunda tandavini tundavali labjate, just like Rupa Goswami says that he wants millions of tongues, millions of ears for this chanting of the holy name, because it's the most ecstatic thing. For us it may be tapasya, to chant, sometimes blissful, but many times tapasya. So, purification is what we're speaking about, becoming purified. So many anadirbhanya mukha, so many lifetimes in the material world, and therefore so many impressions, so many vasana stored in our consciousness. Life after life, impressions are stored within the consciousness, and the previous lives are all in our subconsciousness. And therefore, the desires for material activity is very deep. So here we have come. Krishna is telling us, first more purification. That's the message I take from here, yeah, on the way to places where such intimate pastimes took place, as Krishna stealing the clothes of the gopis. First some more purification before we can fully go to Chirgat. Now, whether today we'll go to Chirgat or not, that I'm not sure. That we'll have to, because to get out of here, I don't know how we got in here. The next part is how to get out of here. I wonder if the bus can turn. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it did already.
It did? Okay, well, that's good. That's encouraging. So, road aside, if we are indeed going to cheer God, we'll miss Prasadam, that's for sure. Then the tapas will end up in the MBT restaurant or something like that. What can be said? But yes, that austerity is there. Also for the pure devotees, also for the gopis. Although the gopis, it is said in the beginning, in spiritual life, one develops this concept that I am Krishna's, and one surrenders everything to Krishna, and one just says, from this day on, Krishna, I'm yours. That's a big step, and to actually come to that stage. Krishna, I'm yours. That's a big thing. But it says a stage beyond that is the stage of mamata, the stage where, say, Krishna, you are mine. You are mine. So the residents of Vrindavan, they have that spirit. Krishna, you are mine. You are ours. You are mine. Krishna becomes purchased. But sometimes Krishna lets them know, yes, I am yours, but asnishava padaratam pinastamam madarsanam mamatakaru tivayatala vidadatalam patomatrananatastusevanapada. I am unreliable. I am here now, and I can be gone any moment. Just as Srimati Radharani told the bumblebee, you unreliable servant of an unreliable master. That is Krishna Lampato, unreliable. What to do? So this is, it basically means that although one may have that feeling, Krishna is mine, because one feels so closely connected to Krishna. So 24 hours a day absorbed in living in that relationship with Krishna, and therefore there's no question that Krishna is at a distance. I prepared a seminar on prayer, and then I came on this website dedicated to Saint Anthony, and there were many prayers there, and one person had written that whenever I pray, I realize how far away I am from God. Yeah. And but that's not the spirit of a devotee. A devotee is feeling very close, very close. And the gopis, even when in separation from Krishna, still they're always living with Krishna every moment, so intensely that therefore every moment is meaningful, and therefore you are mine. Because living with Krishna so intense, not ever for a moment somewhere else, distracted. Like one time when I was checking in for a flight, I was going to fly over the Alps or something, and it was a beautiful day. So they asked window seat or aisle seat, and I said window seat. Why not see the Alps? You know, and. As we were, and then I looked at the Alps for a while, And then it got boring, right? Just white snowy mountains. So then I took the Nectar of Devotion, I started reading the Nectar of Devotion, and I opened it up, and it said, the gopis were not interested in seeing anything but Krishna. Here I am with my windows. You know, exposed, exposed. For having any other, for having some other interest than Krishna. Maybe not sinful, well, maybe that also, but not pursuing that. But the gopis have no other interest, no other interest than Krishna. And yet, right, still, they also have to endeavor to purchase Krishna. Although they feel Krishna is mine, we know that every once in a while he disappears. He disappeared from the rasa dance. He disappeared from Vrindavan. Just to increase the intensity of their desire. And that is the basic principle. Tapasya is there because separation is there. There is vipralamba and sambhog. There is meeting and there is separation. And because there is separation, naturally tapasya is there because one has to somehow or other attract Krishna or Krishna's mercy. Just as we're all feeling, we need Krishna's mercy. Oh, somehow or other, I want Krishna's mercy. One reason why we're here, wherever we are. If I would have told you it was cheer got, you would have believed me. But anyway, it's Tapovan. But it's the same, in a sense. Right? It's the same transcendental Vrindavan. Here the emphasis is different. In each place, we have another emphasis. There, where we were with Balaram, we were looking at it from the perspective of Balaram, who is Sevak Bhagavan, the servant of Sevya Bhagavan, Krishna, the Lord who is served, the servant of Godhead, Lord Balaram. So we got that mood of we must also find always an opportunity to serve. And now here, Tapovan. Yes, the austerity to overcome the distance between us and Krishna. Whatever distance that is, and whatever the causes of that distance. That is our austerity. Somehow or other, to overcome that distance between us and Krishna. And that is our aim. We wish to come closer and closer to Krishna and really experience that one day. Not only, now we don't even say, Krishna, I'm yours. What to speak of saying, Krishna, you are mine? So let us begin and say, Krishna, I'm yours. And the next stage, when we are actually living that life, every moment with Krishna, yes, then Mamata, you are mine. And then, Krishna will show that he must, that surrender is not a one-time thing. Surrender is ongoing, again and again. One must purchase the favor of Krishna, again and again. And this is our tapas, to somehow or other purchase the favor of Krishna, to somehow or other get the mercy of Krishna. And therefore, we are very eager to take any opportunity. Although Guru Parasraya, one cannot get the mercy of Krishna without the spiritual master. Yasyat prasada bhagavat prasada. Yasyat prasada nagati kutopi. One cannot attain the goal without the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore first, we bow down to our spiritual master. And then we approach Krishna. So, but although externally there is tapas in the life of the gopis, actually there is only sweetness. Only different flavors of sweetness, because they're only thinking of Krishna. So every moment is known by ecstasy. And this mystery of separation on the spiritual platform is very, very difficult to understand. But it's simply because everything about Krishna is so blissful, so blissful. So just thinking about anything. Now it's this month of Kartik, and then we read the shark-shaped earrings of that are moving to and fro. And just see it for a moment. Krishna's shark-shaped earrings swinging in his ears. Visualize Krishna's ready lips, ready his bimba flutes. For a moment, imagine Krishna's flute playing. What would it be like? That eagerness, that awakening of desire, that is required. And by rendering service, our heart is purified. And then Nitya Siddha Krishna praying Sadhya Kabunaya. Then automatically, Sravana Nisuda Chitta Karya Udai, automatically, that love, that attraction to Krishna is awakened. So when we speak of the gopis, the intensity of their focus on Krishna is incredible. It is so deep. Their feelings are so deep. Our feelings are very shallow. We don't know such deep feelings. See? We have some feelings. You know, oh, I like something, I don't like something. But not very deep, shallow. But the depth of the feelings of the gopis, that is something extraordinary. Therefore, we only look at them. You know, we only meditate on their amazing service. Krishna said, Yayatamam patadinte tamstataya vijami aham. I reward you according to your service. That doesn't apply anymore. Naparaya aham. I cannot repay you for what you have done. I have nothing to give for your surrender. Nothing. Nothing that is of equal greatness of what you have done. Therefore, let your own glory be your reward. Let the glory of your devotional service be your reward. So these are some of the things we just look at the gopis and coming to Vrindavan, we are here to increase our commitment, to intensify our sacrifice in devotional service. Not necessarily in quantity, because, you know, how many rounds can one chant, how many hours does the day have, but in quality. Lately, I have been speaking on one theme, and that was the hollow man, right? The hollow devotee, the shell, the external the shell. He has everything. He has neck beads, big size. Even maybe from Radha Kund, like all the Jai Sri Radhe in leaves around his neck. Kavacha here, kavacha there. Oh yes. He knows many ways to tie his dhoti. He has the paduka. He has everything. He has all the attributes. Everything. He chants. He chants. He reads. But how deep is he thinking about Krishna? How deep is he thinking about the wonderful nature of Krishna? How amazing Krishna really is. Are we appreciating? To what extent? Oh, quickly, oh yes, yellow dhoti, silk, beautiful, yes, flute, nice, different flutes, little flute, big flute, so many flutes, some flutes, jewels, marble flute, very nice, so many things, or flute of reeds, of leaves, flutes of leaves, leaf flute, so many flutes, one can look at all Krishna's flutes. But ultimately, these are all manifestations of wonderful Krishna. So Vrindavan makes it easy to appreciate wonderful Krishna. Vrindavan offers us some natural tapasya. The material energy doesn't work in Vrindavan. It doesn't, we know, isn't it? It's impossible. It breaks. Nothing can be maintained here for a long time. If you try to create the same situation like you have in anywhere else in the world, it will not work in Vrindavan. Even these nice apartments, you know, sooner or later, the Vrindavan influence will be there. Because material energy is doomed. When we are leaving it in a natural way, then naturally Vrindavan takes us towards Krishna. Simply taking water from the well, pulling it up by a rope, simply keeping in a clay pot, simply sleeping in a mat on the floor, sitting on now it's plastic mat, no longer straw mat. What can we do? So, but the simplicity is naturally bringing us to Krishna. So somehow or other, Vrindavan is for that purpose, and we are coming here not only for some new inspiration, but we are coming here to get to make our relationship with Krishna deeper. That is why we are here. Not just, oh, I need some inspiration, I'm totally burned out, and how will I go back? You know, whew, yes, thank God we went with the Swamis to Ramgat and then Tapovan adventure. The road is definitely an adventure, right? I was looking at the bus, and sometimes I was thinking, is it going to fall? Or it sometimes looked like this. It's just like, serious, it was really hanging over. And it's like, exciting. So hold yourself well in these curves. If the bus goes flat, that, you know, no one gets injured. Well, that would be some excitement. Anyway, may it not happen. So here we are, simply trying to get closer to Krishna, not just for some quick inspiration, but for creating a deeper relationship with Krishna. And to understand Krishna consciousness, guess what? It's about Krishna. Gee, I never thought of that. I always thought of us about these principles, these rules, Rupa Goswami, we are Rupa Nuga, 64 aspects, and I thought of us about all. No, it's actually about Krishna. Amazing. So here in Vrindavan, it's natural. Everything else disappears. Right? It's like here, everything is just about Krishna. And that's the spirit of Vrindavan. Like we are sannyasis, but the Vrijbasis don't care about such formalities. Right? You know, you can walk here with a big danda, but no one is impressed. They are impressed simply with Krishna and nothing else. So that is, and whatever comes and takes us there in the course of devotional service, whatever austerity comes in order to perform our vratas. The gopis took a vrat, they took a vow. So vows are powerful, because vows make us behave on a level higher than what comes natural. So in this way, a vow is one step above your natural level. So we take vows like this, and these vows are purifying us. So this month of Karti can still take some vow if you didn't do it, because there's still time to do something. Possible. A vow to make the months very sweet. That's easy. Just read the Krishna book. Yeah. Anyway, we'll ask Vaishnav Maharaj now to enlighten us. And then it's about to offer the language, which are in the chief government of the world. Huh? 2.5 kilometers. Okay, so put on. Sing. 2 minutes. 2 minutes singing. Tradition. You are the singer. I'm the player.
Jai Radha Madhava
Jai Radha Madhava.
Lord in Tapasya also, and he will explain Maharaj will inform the Lord of Tapasya. So anyway, this place is Tapovan. Here you can see Yamuna. Now he is taking right turn here towards this side. So this ghat particular is called Gopi Ghat. So Maharaj was explaining the requirement of tapasya. Actually, the aim of one of the main aim of human life is to perform tapasya. By austerity, the whole this
is doing tapasya.
So Brahma started creating universe by tapasya. So everything by tapasya. The first word and first teachings in the universe is your tapasya. So you have to do tapasya. But now, why you are doing tapasya? To achieve something, to achieve the highest achievement, the topmost, the that is love of God. But those who are Nitya Parikaras were eternal associates of Krishna, not only eternal associates. It is said in Sanskrit that about Radharani, Atmaturadhika Adasya. Radhika is the soul of Krishna. How the body and soul, they are together. So, but still, why they will perform tapasya? Okay. So, in one region we can see if for the Gopikas, even the Kirtida Kumari Radharani, they have to perform tapasya to get Krishna. For us, what extent do we have to think? Anyway, this place, if you go across the Chil Ghat, then after that called Nanda Ghat. Nanda Ghat.
Tomorrow we'll go back. We're going to sleep at Nanda Ghat.
Nanda Baba was doing Dwadasi Parayana, he went to take bath in Jamuna, and the securities of Varuna Dev, they took him to Varuna Loka. Krishna went and bring Nanda Baba back, and Nanda Baba explained what he saw inside the Jamuna Varuna Loka. And all the Vrajavas, he said, oh please, show us also the Krishna, show them, Vaikuntha Loka. Then by seeing all of them, said, oh, this boy, this Lala, Nandalala is not ordinary boy. He is something, some devata, something. He is not ordinary cowherd boy. Now we can't believe it. No, we can't take it. He is something special. He is some devata, Gandharva. We don't know something special. So, but the gopis, themselves of us, they were the first day, they have the glance of Nandalal, the Krishna. They decided, they were so much captivated, they were so much overwhelmed, they decided that we are totally his. And even if we have to have any kind of relation, then he is the person. All of them. So then when they heard that he is not with our boy, he is not the village boy. He all are telling that he is some devata or something like that. Then forget. For him, even the apsaras, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and our kinnar, all the special, all the other locals, everybody is easily available. Why he will choose us, the village illiterate girl? We don't know anything, how to eat, how to dress, how to write, nothing. We are illiterate village girl. We have no chance. So he will not choose us. So we last finish. They become so much rich. So then they went anytime in Vrajavasi, all the gopis, anything. Problems, they will go to Purnamasi Devi. They went to Purnamasi to consult. This is the problem, what to do? We had decided from the day beginning when we saw him that this we should achieve that, but now we are hopeless. What to do? Then Purnamasi, and can they, okay, the only thing is to do tapasya. By tapasya you can do anything. So then what kind of tapasya? And the Kartik mass is finished now, tapasya mass is finished, Niyam Seva Chatur mass finished, now what to do? Now start from today, from the Kartik Purnima day, Katyayani Prata. So Purnamasi Devi told them to do Katyayani Devi Puja. How to do? What is the process? So Purnamasi Devi told them the process that early in the morning, before sunrise, in dark time, you go, nobody gets up, and oh, quite early in the morning, you collect all your puja thali, all your Shavar, Prabhadam, meat, fish, and some Nabidya offering, and all kinds of offering, puja things, and get up quite early in the morning. All of you go to Jamuna and take the very cold bath. Take in Jamuna, and in Jamuna beach, you make some sand hills. You take the dry sand up and take the wet sand and make nice swarup of that kind of things. And then you offer with all ingredients, nice puja offering, Navidya. Then you pray with folded hands and closing your eyes. Then, by the blessings of that time, you may get whatever you desire. So then they become very serious. This time they become very serious because this is the only goal of their life. So they become serious and they come to their house and they discuss with their mothers. And the mothers are interested, okay, all the father and mother and father both are interested how the daughter will get married. So now daughter herself is telling that, so they have to do some tapasya, okay, go ahead. Actually all these girls of the Braj at that time, all of them are within the age group of 7 to 10, all of them. The highest, some of them they are 10 years, and 7 years within this age group. So they decided the whole day they will be busy to collect flowers, fruits, leaves, this, that, making some bhoga, some laddu, this, that, and making their puja thali ready. And night they will dream, they cannot sleep properly. Early in morning, 4 o'clock or so, will get up and take the puja plate and run, all of them, the whole big group, run to Ashtabana, they will come here. This is the place in the Jamaat. They will perform that tapasya. Now, taking cold bath, we need geyser now. But they don't have facility here, no current was there at that time, no electricity. They have to dip into the Jamuna and early morning. And there was no light also, there was no torch also. Somehow or other they will come and a big group will come and take bath, very cold early morning bath in Jamuna. And then with this wet, not proper heating, they'll come up, take, put up their garments and do this katyayana. In beach, they'll make their sand hills or something like that, then started worshipping katyayana. Katyayana Devi herself, she was very much in trouble. He said, these girls, they're directly, the manifestation, they're directly eternal associates of my Lord, Krishna. And they could not understand themselves. They are thinking Krishna will not select us and we have to perform tapasya to get Krishna. I don't know how to convince them. Actually, this is the nature of the love. If somebody has love, he will never express that I have love. He will never say, no, I have nothing. This is the nature of love. So that is the question. So they will never say, no, we have to do tapasya. So every day early in the morning they'll come and take cold bath here and in the sand. There is no heating facility, no rooms, no roof, no wall, nothing. Open air, such a cooling. And after this month, you'll really you'll start fully weather and all that. In that cold situation, so they will started worshipping. And they are not graduated in deity worship course, so they don't know how to do worship. First we'll start with incense, then arti, then water, then water. They don't know the sequence. Whatever they find, we'll start doing offering without the sequence. But Katyayani Devi will see, it's totally forgot himself, herself. Whatever these girls they will take to offer, she will accept them with full, And but these girls, they will start worshipping. They don't know how to worship, they will look at each other. She is doing. She is a little bit senior to me. She knows magic. So I have to do, okay. Not that, this. Not this, that. Oh, he's doing 7 times, no? 4 times. No, starting from bottom, from the top. So after they're looking at one another and doing, taking their select their items and doing their puja, something like that. And after puja, they'll do offering, then sit down very minute, very calm and quiet, very attentively, with folding hands, closing their eyes. And meditate and Katyayani, please bless us. And slowly they will open their eyes. They are thinking, maybe Katyayani will present in front of us. So we'll
tell us something, we'll give us blessings. So nothing happened.
So they will say, oh, what happened? Maybe some mistake happened, I don't know. Tomorrow I'll change. So every day the puja sequence will change. Will change different ingredients, different. So because they were thinking, why it's not happening? So the month passed, 30 days almost passed. Katya Nidhi is very much in trouble. Now what to do? The whole month they are doing so much tapasya. So Shiva is doing more tapasya than them. Because Shiva is doing the, I can't do anything because Krishna is not under my control. Krishna can be achieved only by his mercy or by the mercy of his devotee. And the best devotee is these girls. But they don't know, they are putting me in trouble. They want my mercy, what to do? So Katyayana Devi was, they are doing only in morning tapasya. The whole 24 hour tapasya Katyayana Devi was doing. Oh Krishna, please keep me somewhere, otherwise if I am there worshipping as a demigod, and a demigod cannot take any revenge or cannot grant any boon, then what is the question of that? I am going to finish, please keep something. So then, when the month is going to pass, so then Krishna will appear, and he will appear in Siddhanta. That will do. So this is the whole month tapasya, the day. This kind of tapasya, getting up early in the morning, it's a young girl, 7-8 years old. And they don't know, but they will just come and take out their garments, whatever their children garments, take out, just jump to the Yamuna and started flashing water to each other and making and bath. And the whole, when they are coming, getting up in the early morning, coming to Yamuna and taking bath, all this way, all this time, day and night, they are always discussing about one factor, one thing, one person, him. And they say, you are doing the person, I am doing for him only. If two, three girls, if they are selecting one person as their husband, they should have fight with them. But they are, hundreds of them, they have no fighting. They are getting very much satisfied and getting encouraged by hearing, oh, how Krishna was looking, how Krishna was laughing, how he is walking, and how that. Then they know that each of them, all of them, they have only one goal. What is that? And they used to, every day, morning, when they will offer puja, arti, and pray, offer only one, two sentence, one verse prayer. Katyayini Mahamayi, Mahajogin Adhisvari, Nanda Gopasutam Devi, Patimne Krute Mama. So, Katyayini Mahajogin, Mahamayi, please bless us, so that we will get the son of Nanda Maharaj as our husband. All of them, hundreds of them, they have only same prayer, same ways. All of them, they don't have any fighting, no misunderstanding. So like this, they perform tapasya the whole month, and after that, one day they were taking bath, little path there on the side. So then Krishna appeared in the month end, and what happened? Then Maharaj will tell there. And this time is getting late, so you can try to, if you do the facility, maybe you will. But be careful, maybe. No, Krishna will not take our tears, our garments, their garments. Hare Krishna. Now you can move to that.
Yes.